A major cleanup will continue across the Sunshine Coast and most of the southeast this morning after Mother Nature delivered a big hit to the region on Monday afternoon with destructive winds, large hail and heavy rain causing widespread damage. What's being described as a supercell marched across the region from about 3:30, the wind hitting first, bringing down large trees and power lines and sending rubbish bins and other loose objects flying, causing more damage to property, while many suburbs were also hit by hail, some up to golf ball size. While a wind gust of 100 kilometres an hour was recorded at Maroochydore, and destructive winds were so strong at Wurrum Beach at Bribie Island that some homes lost their roofs and a car was flipped onto its side. Council officers across both the Sunshine Coast and Noosa areas are working with local Energex crews to carry out repairs this morning. Currently, there are more than 22,000 homes and businesses without power between Peachester and Federal. Energex warns in some areas power may not be restored until Wednesday. They've issued a reminder to customers to never touch fallen power lines and to call 000 if you spot any, while the Bureau of Meteorology is predicting another possibly severe thunderstorm this evening. Well, state schools across the coast will remain open today, despite some teachers walking off the job for 24 hours, continuing to call for the Education Minister and Premier to come to the table on pay and conditions. Union President Cresta Richardson says safety is the focus of today's action.
Safety means having enough teachers to keep our kids and each other safe. Safety means having workload that doesn't break members, driving them into burnout. It also means safe classrooms where violence and aggression is not tolerated and it's swept into the department and ignored.
It comes as the state government is wanting to go to arbitration, but the union says that'll just stretch negotiations out even longer. A man has died in a suspected drowning incident at Noosa. The unconscious man, aged in his 70s, was pulled from the water about 70 metres west of the Noosa West Lifesaving Tower at Main Beach Groyne on Saturday afternoon. The man was an international tourist and was the second person to drown on the coast in less than a week, following the death of a 33-year-old man at Majimba on Wednesday. Lifeguards performed 33 rescues across the state this past weekend. 16 of those were on the Sunshine Coast. And members of the Coolum Touch Association will hold a minute's silence on the field at 5 p.m. today to pay tribute to one of their young players who tragically lost their life on Sunday. 17-year-old Solomon Tucker died after being struck by a car at Noosa Heads. Both the Coolum and Noosa Touch Associations say he was a dedicated teammate, a respected referee and a valued contributor to the game who had a bright spirit. A farewell paddle out will also take place from Main Beach at Noosa Heads at 7 a.m. on Thursday, while a fundraiser to assist Solomon's family has so far raised more than $15,000.